Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is a congressional candidate named Cicely Davis of Minnesota, and she's actually running in opposition to Ilhan Omar, who is one of the Quad. And some of the issues we'll be talking about will include defunding the police, the left's attempt to overhaul America, and the state of Israel. Does Israel have a right to defend itself, or should those attempts to defend itself be defunded by the United States of America, as some of the members of the Quad believe? In fact, AOC just very famously was crying when Congress voted to go ahead and refund or continue to fund the Iron Dome on behalf of Israel's defense of itself. And Cicely, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, you and your listeners.
Sure. And as you can imagine, when we do a forum like this, this is just an open forum, and we can't endorse anybody or not endorse them. But I'm glad that you're able to do this. And I'd like you to talk a little bit about your own background, and then we'll get into some of the specific issues.
Absolutely. So I am a resident here in CD5. So this race for me is absolutely personal.
You're a resident where in CD5?
That's correct. The Congressional District 5, Minnesota.
Okay.
So I live right here in Minneapolis. I have been an absolute witness to all of its wonderful, everything it has to offer, all of its diversity and culture. I've also witnessed a demise and a decline in morale and mayhem and chaos in the streets because of the defund the police notion. And so for me, it's time for change, and I would like to help have my hand in that change for my family, my friends, my constituents, and get Minneapolis back to being the star of the North.
Hmm. And you were there or were you there in last summer, when all the riots broke out? It began in Minneapolis, of course.
That's correct. So I watched riots. I watched mayhem. I watched communities of color and businesses of color burn to the ground. I've watched business owners crying in despair, not knowing what to do at the hands of criminality. I've watched a city council absolutely embolden criminals in the streets to continue the mayhem and wreck this beautiful city. And so the people of this city, we felt we had nowhere to turn. Police officers were not emboldened. They were not supported, and they felt absolutely stressed, distressed, and this city was absolutely up in chaos. And, of course, we here in Minneapolis were making headlines for all of the wrong reasons, and that is something that I absolutely need to see changed.
What was the catalyst for you to decide, hey, I'm going to run for Congress, and I'm going to run against Ilhan Omar?
You know what? It is about watching the Squad in action. They are absolutely emboldened. They are fearless. And I have that same spirit, but just for the right reasons and for the right notions. And so I just decided that, hey, you know what? If there's someone who can pound their fist in the air and operate for the right side, meaning right side, then that's something that I'm willing to do. I am willing to step up. I have to be the voice to stand up for my friends and family here. I want the vitality of Minneapolis back. I want to be able to walk to the U.S. Bank Stadium and watch a Twins game and support the Vikings without fear and worry of mayhem and chaos and violence in the streets. And so someone has to step up. Whenever you're asking the question of who, you should actually hold up a mirror and realize that it's you who should be answering, and that's exactly what I did.
And just real fast, you don't have to elaborate on this, but what's your professional background, or what have you done with your life hitherto that you as you run for Congress, you want to tout that?
Sure. So before stepping up to run, I was a healthcare leader. I ran call centers in leadership, and I was also a grassroots activist. I was state director for Blexit, Minnesota. I was also chair of my Senate district. And so political leadership is something that absolutely empowers and interests me. It's something that gives me wings. And so I just knew that it was time to take it to the next level and go for a congressional run.
Okay. Ilhan Omar, I believe, is in favor of defunding the police. What are your thoughts?
In favor of politics, this is at the forefront of everyone's mind. Of course, it's making national attention. Unfortunately, Minneapolis is the ground zero for the defund the police movement, and Ilhan Omar is this measure's biggest cheerleader. We are basically serving as a crash test dummy for this issue. And so the people of this district, particularly black people, black citizens, black voters in Minneapolis, have voted 75% opposing defunding the police. They absolutely want more police, not less. We're absolutely interested in reform, but we actually want more police presence. And she is absolutely ignoring the desires and the wants of the people, which is adamantly goes against her role as Congresswoman. Her role as Congresswoman is to represent the wants and needs of the people of her district, and she is not doing that.
Now, the city council of Minneapolis has voted that same way as her, correct? In other words, they've defunded the police. They want, instead of police, more social workers. And how is that working out?
Well, it's not. And you are absolutely right. They did defund. In December of 2020, the Minneapolis City Council absolutely defunded the police by $18 million. And as a result, shootings, homicides, and carjackings went up 250%, 105%, and 222%. Okay. Last weekend, we came up a very violent weekend. We have 11 shootings in 26 hours. So that's how it's working out. It's not. We had a little boy last night rushed to the local hospital because he had a stray bullet in his head from shooting in the streets. So it's not working. Ilhan Omar is ignoring that, and she's pushing her own far left agenda.
Was it like this in Minneapolis 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
It was not. In spite of the narrative that she's trying to push, Minneapolis has always been a city that no city is perfect, but by all means, we were certainly able to enjoy everything that Minneapolis had to offer. And so what you have is a congressional person who comes in. She is interested in pushing her agenda and representing the squad to the people instead of representing the people of this district in Washington. And so that in itself needs to be stopped. It is an absolute, it's a local race. This is a state race. It's absolutely also an international race, because if we do not stop her and the rest of the squad, this will come to a city near you. It has absolutely bled into our suburbs, and I guarantee you, if it succeeds in Minneapolis, it will be coming to the next city and the next state, and we will not recognize this country in a very short period of time.
Wow. Now, when they voted to defund the police, the city council, in December 2020, you said they dropped $18 million. Did they use that $18 million to hire social workers or something like that? And, you know, how did that work out? I mean, you've already
right.
talked about the results, but what were they thinking?
Well, they were thinking, they were not thinking practically, right? So if you were to do a ride along with police officers, you realize that they are absolutely equipped. There is a notion out there that police officers have way too much to do. There's too much to do in their job description, and that's absolutely not true. They are well equipped. Could they use more innovation? Sure. Could we talk about reform in a different way and think more forward? Absolutely. But are police officers inequipped to handle criminals? They are absolutely not. So again, this is about a far left progressive representative coming into our city and pushing her own specific agenda. And so police officers need our support. And what they need is to know that leadership supports them, and so that they are able to be fully equipped to do what they need to do to keep us safe in the streets.
And how long did Ilhan Omar even live in Minneapolis before she started running for Congress?
Well, I do believe she was state representative. Unfortunately, when we look up Ilhan Omar, she has 13 residences listed. So we actually can't actually find her in order to, you know, ask some questions or press her on issues.
Wow.
Or, you know, get her opinion on things. And so there's never transparency. She's never forthcoming. And so she's just this elusive person who shows up out of nowhere to incite and poke the bear and keep everyone riled up and angry.
Wow. Okay, how about some comments about Israel and its right to defend itself, in contrast with
Absolutely.
Her views?
Absolutely. Yes. So politically, Ilhan Omar feels incredibly safe in my district. You know what? everyone has a right to defend themselves. She simply hates Israel and Jews. That's what these statements say. She certainly isn't a fan of the U.S. either. Her recent vote, it absolutely tells a story. While she pretends to care about human rights, she voted against Israel's Iron Dome that defends Israeli citizens of all races and religions. You know what? It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing as an American, considering the almost 65 to 70,000 Jewish citizens we have here in Minneapolis. Clearly, she doesn't take their feelings, their perspectives into consideration. And so this is the kind of thing that needs to be stopped. Omar went on to claim again that Israeli is an apartheid state, even though Jews and Muslims and Christians and Arabs live together there. And so what we have is a congressional leader who is atrocious in her leadership. It's absolutely offensive. Someone needs to put a stop to her, which is one of the reasons why I'm running against her.
And Israel is the only democracy in the whole Middle East, and it's certainly our ally. So that's an interesting, you know, angle to the whole thing.
Absolutely. Obama was even a disastrous president. His foreign policy, which was far too progressive even for Ilhan. But I got to tell you, think about the ability to not defend yourself and the message that it sends to those people. Again, there is an entire city full of Jewish citizens. They're wonderful contributors. Imagine the message that you have, and to have a leader who represents you, who constantly puts out tweets and messages and takes on progressive actions to literally say in her actions that I don't care for you, I don't like you, I don't consider you. This is what she's doing. That needs to stop. It's repugnant.
Well, I remember one time when I heard audio of her and saw the video even, where she was referring to 9/11, and she basically boiled it down to one little phrase. She said, well, some people did something, you know, something like that. It trivialized the death of 3,000 people on one day, you know, from the attack of militant Muslims, you know, jihadists against Americans.
Absolutely. And while the trend among Democrats is growing hostility towards Israel, most Democrats still believe our ally Israel has a right to defend itself and voted in favor of those appropriations. So she is thumbing her nose at the nearly 65,000 strong Jews in the Twin Cities population. This is one of the reasons why I'm running against her. This is absolutely repugnant. It needs to stop, and we need to send a very clear, strong message that anyone like her, anyone who runs in her circle, we need them out. It's not enough for many for Republicans just to take the House. We have to send a message to far left actions like this that we won't take it. This is an enduring, exceptional country, and that we will stand up to defend it. That's what I'm doing.
Cicely, do you have a chance to win?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I wouldn't run if I didn't think so. Again, because of the infighting here, particularly in this district, we have Democrats infighting. And so what you see is that common sense is starting to take wake. And so they're realizing that, you know, I had great intentions, and I believe that it's possible for her to lead us, but we simply can't ignore her tweets. We can't ignore the actions. We can't ignore the outcomes of people dying in the streets, innocent children being shot, mayhem, minority businesses going under and not being replenished. We have a massive exodus of citizens and businesses, many of who say they won't come back. And so the impact of her leadership can't be ignored. And it's causing people to turn around and wake up and say, you know what? We need to go to the ballot box, and we need to rethink our vote.
Thank you for being with us. CicelyDavis.com, C-I-C-E-L-Y, Davis, for more information. Thank you, Cicely. All the best.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now.